So we started the sugi yesterday. Eidzomim Mafreya, Hu Nifsal, or Mikano Labo Nifsal. So again, just to quickly chazer what we did yesterday. Two shittas in the Gemara. Abaye says that when a person is found to be an Eidzomim, he's pasul from point zero, from the point that he actually said his Eidus on which he was caught. Rava says no. He's pasul from the time that he's caught and on, but not from the time that he said his Eidus. So if he says his Eidus on January 1st, and then they don't catch him until March 1st, so any Eidus he says in between is still a valid Eidus. That is the Shita of Rava. So if you were to draw it out, just to...
In the original case, though, he's... the Eidus is thrown out, though, right?
Exactly. The original case, for sure, you have to throw out the Eidus, right? Because that's what he was caught to be lying on. That's the Torah's Mechadish. So you have Itzomim, Abaye... says the Mafreya, Rava Mikanu Lahava. Why does Rava say Mikanu Lahava is 2 days in the Gemara? Right? What were the two possibilities? Why would you say Mikanu Lahava in this? So that he's only possible from the point where we catch him? So what were they again? Either Chiddush, right? So in the Chabah, Mishas Chidush of Eilach. And we said, if that's Pshat in Rava, we need to figure out why Abaye disagrees. Does Abaye disregard, not think it's a Chiddush? That's one possibility. Does he think it's a chiddush, but not apply this concept, or not think there is such a concept of Ein Lechabo El Mishas Chidusho? We have to figure out exactly what Abaye would find to argue about if Rav is based on chiddush, and the other possibility of Rav not chiddush, but what that Pseidu Delukuchos, that we're afraid that it's not fair to people who innocently use these edim in the interim. So if we were to draw a timeline, and this is going to be critical. We were to draw a timeline. So point zero is they say the Eidus. So let's say the Eidus is about, let's just pick a case that that Tosu uses. Let's say Eidus, we'll pick a case that Tosu actually uses. They say Eidus that that someone was a ganav v'tavach, right? That someone stole something, stole an animal, and shechted the animal. So they say their Eidus at that point. Good. Now over here, they get caught. They turn into Eidim Zomni. So they become Eidim Zomni. That's when the court is Eidim Zomim. Over here, they're Eidei Kiddushin at a wedding. For a Nebuch, no-legged girl. But they're Eidei Kiddushin at a wedding. Good? So now, according to Abaye, so it's very pasha that, well, they're already Rishayim over here, because they were lying over here, and Mela, this Kiddushin is not a valid Kiddushin, right? Because they were possible right from that point in time. According to Rava, pasha the Kiddushin... Well, maybe Kiddushin is not the best example, because what would you say? Rava says, Pseidah de Lekuchas. They made a takana mishum Pseidah de Lekuchas. Would you say they make a takana mishum Pseidah de Chasan Vekala? There's no Lekuchas. So, Mustam, you'd say Kalvachomer, right? If someone's buying something, you say you make a takana that we don't want to invalidate a sale. So, Mustam, you don't want to invalidate a marriage. That would be much, much, much worse. But marriage is d'oraisa, so you know, hefker based and hefker is one thing, but what are they going to do about the marriage? How you take a marriage d'oraisa that doesn't exist, because these guys are really possible, make a din d'rabbanan, that they're kasher eidim, that it should exist. So this opens up a whole new can of worms you have to go into. Oh, okay, assuming that there were other people there, but let's assume these were the only two people there. So this, you have to go back to Ksuba Stav Gimel, and you have to go into the whole issue of called the Mekadesh Adaitit Rabban Mekadesh Afkin Rabban Lekidushin Minei, whether Kiddushin are really in the hands of the Rabbanim completely to determine. Maybe I shouldn't have given a case of a wedding, let's say it was on a sale of a house. Okay, let's make it a little easier. Right, that was the Eidus. So again, Abaye would say they're for sure possible the sale is not valid, and Rava would say the sale is valid. That's the Pashut case of the Gemara that they're arguing about. Tosfos asks the following kasha, and this is why I think it's important to draw the timeline. Tosfos asks the following kasha. There is a case in Gemara Maseches Bava Basra, in the third paragraph of Basra. We read this in the Tosfos yesterday, where there is a concept called chazaka, that cheskas gimel shanim is going to be the ultimate raya that something belongs to you, that a house belongs to you if you've lost the deed to the house, if you don't have the shtar anymore. So Tosfos says, what if you have two eidim that come and say that, I'll draw this case on the top instead of on the bottom, they come and say, te'af hasei, that the house belongs to somebody's father, and yesh lo chazaka, da'achol shnei chazaka, that he had 3 years of chazaka on that house. Right, that happens over here. They say their edus over here 0.0. Now over here, they're found to be, you know, it doesn't have to, let's draw another arbitrary line. Over here, two other edim come and say, right, other edim are machish. Other edim say that, no, that guy that you're saying had the chazaka didn't have the chazaka, someone else had a chazaka, right? Somebody else had the chazaka. Someone else has been living there for 3 years. But what are they machish? They're machish this part of the testimony, that he has a chazaka. They are not machish, they do not contradict the part where he says that it belongs to his father. That they left alone. So what does the Gemara say in that case? You have Reuven and Shimon, let's call Reuven and Shimon the Edom over here. Reuven and Shimon say that a fellow has been in, that fellow A has been in the house, and it belonged to fellow A's father, and he has a chazaka. Levi and Yehuda come along, and they say that fellow B has the chazaka. It's not A who has the chazaka; it's B that has the chazaka. So do we accept? So we know that neither of the Eidei chazaka are going to work. They just contradict each other. You can't accept either one of them. So that cancels each other out. Good, cancels it out. What about this testimony, Da'af Hase, that belonged to Reuven's that belonged to A's father? Reuven and Shimon's testimony that belonged to A's father, is that still good edus? Do you still accept that edus? So Tosos associates that with this case that we drew on the bottom, with Rava's concept of we're only going to pass on mikanu lahabal, not lemafreya. The difficulty with that association, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know why Tosos makes this association. The difficulty with that association is that in our Gemara, which point does Abaye and Rava dispute? Where on the timeline do Abaye and Rava dispute? Do Abaye and Rava have a machlokas? Which point is a case where they're going to say Eidos, that Abaye and Rava are going to disagree whether the Eidos is good? No, point to a time on the timeline. Which one? What? From Ganav until Zonman, right? Meaning here. Anytime they say Eidos, in between Ganav and Zonman. Tosa Azakasha, how can you, Rava, say that we're not going to pass the Mafreya, you cancel the Eidos of Avhasei, and that's passing the Mafreya. Where's the Eidos of Avhasei, the Avhasei? It's not between here and here, it's here. Right? He says it belongs to Avhasei, and there's Chazaka. The part that's destroyed is the Chazaka part, which he says second. So we're not even talking about blowing up the testimony that he says after he lied. What Tosa is saying now is, what about the testimony he said the second before he lied? So Tosa's kasha is, according to you, Rava, testimony that he says after he lied, we're going to keep. That's okay. We're going to accept the testimony that it's his house, about the house, in between here and here. We're going to accept that testimony. Why do you, Rava, then destroy the testimony that happened before he lied? So Tosus is really asking, it's almost like a kal v'chomer that Tosus is asking. If you're not even willing to blow up the testimony, to invalidate the testimony after he lied, then why are you willing to invalidate testimony before he lied? Before he said that the guy had a chazaka, he said avhasei. So we're going to cancel that just because it turned out when he said that he had a chazaka he was lying? Why would he be less believed on that which he says before he lied than that which he says after he lied? It's just important to realize, Tulsa doesn't tell you that he's asking kal v'chomer. He just tells you, yeah, how come by the case of our Gemara's case, Rava says not to pasul l'mafreya, he just used code words, l'mafreya. Yet in the case of Avasa, Rava says we do pasul l'mafreya. You just realize what the words l'mafreya mean. In our case, l'mafreya means l'mafreya from when they're found to be liars. Backwards from when they're found to be liars. In Babasa, l'mafreya means l'mafreya from when they ever said their testimony, before they ever say their testimony. It means two different things. The kasha is still a good kasha because it's a kal v'chomer. if you're going to blow up this testimony, you better blow up this testimony. Because that happened after he lied. So the kasha is still a good kasha. You just got to appreciate what the kasha really is. So that's Tosis kasha. That why is it when it comes to Edom Zomin, Rav is so eager to say, don't blow up the testimony until, except for from the point where he's actually found to be Zomim and on, up until that point, they're perfectly kosher. Yet when it comes to Edei HaKosha, it's a contradictory testimony, we're going to say blow it up even before that point. Not only before the point where they're found to be liars, but even before they actually said their testimony. How far back, we don't know. But blow it up even before that point. That's the kasha. So what's the first teretz that would come to your mind? So the first thing you do when you have a stira between two cases is you look for the difference. Right? There's a blatant difference between these two cases. And Tosis immediately addresses the blatant difference. Why? Why are they not psalades, though? That's the blatant difference. But why? Why is it that they're not...
There's nothing inherently wrong with them. Just this case, there's something...
Over here, are they psalades in the case on the bottom? Are they found to be Edom Zomin? Are they pasal? Yeah. They like... Yes. So what's the difference? One is a case of Zomimin, right? Let's use that. And one is a case of Hachasha. There's a big difference between Edom that are found to be Edom Zomimin, where we say definitively they're liars, they're bad, they're evil, and Eidus HaChasha, where we don't know somebody's lying, but we have no idea who, so it's sort of left up in the air. If Reuven and Shimon want to go testify at some other Kiddushin or something, the Kiddushin will be valid, according to one sheet in Amarai, that's Machlokas Amarai, right? Well, let's say according to, it's at least possible that they're perfectly kosher, they still have the Cheskos Kashrus. But in the case where they're found to be Zomim, they lost their Cheskos Kashrus. So maybe the reason why, well, probably this is going to work out backwards, right? We're going to say the reason why we accept this is because this is a case of Zomimin. The reason why we reject this is because this is a case of Hachasha. Why is that backwards? Which is worse, to become Edom Zomimin or Hachasha? Zomimin is worse. So we're going to accept what they say after they lied, when they're Edom Zomim, but we're going to reject what they say before they lied, Edom Hachasha. But, Edom Zomim is a Chiddush. And since Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, all bets are off. You can say whatever you want. Meaning, Edom Zomim is only going to apply from here on. But this is what we discussed yesterday, and I'm going a little fast now because I want to get to the next one, but this is what we said yesterday, that you have to really think carefully, what is the Chiddush of Edom Zomim, and we're going to get back to this a little bit. Is Edom Zomim by definition Hakhasha plus worse? Or is Edom Zomim a separate psal? It's a separate problem. If Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, meaning what might the Chiddush be? The Chiddush is that we don't treat it like Edus Hakhasha. Because every Zomim is also Hakhasha. Because if I'm saying you were with me when you claim you saw that happen, what I'm saying is you are a liar. So it's Hakhasha. I'm saying you did not see that happen. You're saying you saw something happen. I say you didn't see it happen. That is Hachasha. So say Edom Zomim, the Torah's Mechadesh, that not only do we throw out this testimony, that we're going to throw out all their testimony that they say. These guys are labeled as evil. That's the Chiddush. But they're still Edom Hachasha. So if we're going to apostle Edom Hachasha over here, we should apostle Edom Zomim over here, because Zomim is Hachasha plus. That would be the problem. Or you say, no, Edom Zomim has nothing to do with Hachasha. Edom Zomim is a totally different issue. What's Hachasha? You say you saw Reuven kill Shimon. Two other Edom say, Reuven did not kill Shimon. We saw Shimon die. He took a gun, he shot himself, he killed himself. Whatever it is. It didn't happen the way you say it. We deny the story you're telling. That's Hachasha. Edom Zomim, two Edom come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. I got to use better names, so I'm getting confused now with who's who. Two Edom come and they say, Reuven killed Shimon. And then, two other Edom come and say, Imanu hi yisem. The day you say you saw Reuven kill Shimon, you were with us. What's the crux of their testimony, of the testimony of the first two Edom? What's the point of their testimony? That there was a murder. Is the point of their testimony that they were there? No, they're giving the testimony because they were there, but that's not what they're driving at. They're driving at the fact that there was a killing, and they're reporting it. Come along the other Edim, do they deny that there was a killing? The second Edim Zomim, the Edim that are Mazim in the first set, they don't deny there was a killing. I have no idea if there was a killing. All I know is that you weren't there. So that's not Hachasha. Hachasha is when I deny the point of your testimony. You say there was killing, I say there wasn't a killing. That's Hachasha. You say there was a killing, and I say, I don't know, but you weren't there. That's not Hachasha. That's Edim Zomim. Maybe Edim Zomim isn't Hachasha plus. It's a totally different... It's a totally different type of psul, in which case the rules don't have to be the same. Right? But Tosis definitely asks the kasha at first, a stira between a case of hachasha and a case of zomimin. And then Tosis says, you know what? We could ask the stira even within zomimin. We could ask the stira even within zomimin. Because take this case of gana v'tanach. What has to happen in order for someone to be chayiv dalet v'hei? What has to happen is you have to have two Edom that saw that he stole something, stole an animal, and that he either shechted it or sold it, right? What do you have to do first? You have to, if I come and I testify, oh, so-and-so shechted an animal. So Bezin will say, Mazel tov, I hope you made a bracha. What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with shechting an animal, right? I have to first verify that he stole the animal. It's not a problem with shechting an animal, it's a problem to shecht a stolen animal. That's the problem. So, I put these right on top of each other, but what clearly comes first? First, the Edom come and say, Ganav, on the timeline. Then they say, Tavach. Then, two other Edom come and say, the day you say you saw it slaughtered, you saw Tmicha, you were with us, Yimanu Yisem. We're turning you into Edom Zom. Therefore, your Edus on the Tmicha is invalid. Your Edus on the Shechit of the animal is invalid. They become Edom Zomim right here. At this point, when two Edom come and say, Imanu Yisem, and your Edus on the Tvicha is invalid. Right? That's the case. And therefore, if they were made on a house in between at some point, they were made on a transaction at some point in between, Rava would say, good, it's fine. Abai would say, no good. Right? That's the case. What about this Edus? About the Geneva? Someone steals an animal, even if he doesn't shecht it, he still has to pay. So is that Edus still standing? Would you still keep the Edus on the Geneva? So Tosa says it's Pashut, no. Pashut, you would reject this Edus as well, because when you're rejecting the Edus Tvicha, you're rejecting the Edus Geneva as well. I'm sorry, the other way around. No, Tosa says the other way around. He says, "Kabi tvicha mechira de huzmu ala tvicha v'lo ala geneva l'maid itzum itzum." The other way around. He says, "No, the hazana is only on the tvicha. It's not on the geneva. The edus on the geneva stands. Right? That's what Tos says. So Tos says that seems to be against what we just said about in the Gemara Bava Basra about hachasha. By hachasha, we reject the avhase edus." By Avhasha, we reject the Avhasa Eidos as soon as we reject the Chazaka Eidos. So again, the top case is Hakhasha. The bottom case is Hazana. So that's Tosus Kasha. Right? That if it's true that by Hazama we're not going to Pasul the Mafreya, for sure by Hakhasha. Over here, meaning not only over here in the timeline are we not passing, we're not going to pass this either. Even at negative 0 point on the timeline, we're not going to pass. Then why is it that we pass by Hakrasha? That's Tosus Kasha. His first Kasha was, well, if we don't pass this, why do we pass that? Now his Kasha is, if we don't pass this, why do we pass that? We're not even going to pass the Geneva, why would we pass over here? And again, on top is Hakrasha, the bottom is Hazama. So what's the chiluk? So Tosa says, maybe they're talking about different cases. Aside from the hakasha hazama chiluk, which he rejects because he says kal v'chomer. If you're not going to hazama is worse. So if you're not going to passel, if you're not going to passel geneva in the hazama case, then you for sure shouldn't passel in the hakasha case. Hazama is worse than hakasha, right? So that's what we discussed: whether a hazama is hakasha plus or hazama is a separate thing. But Tosa assumes that it's hakasha plus. Right? That Hazama is worse than Hakasha. It's got to be at least as bad. So whatever's no good in Hakasha has to be no good by Hazama. And that's why this is a problem.
That's Tosfos Kasha. So, well, maybe they're talking about two different cases.
Why would you reject the statement of Avhasa? He was never caught on that. Let's say I testify today that I'm an eight kiddushin, let's say, at somebody's wedding. I've been a few times, an eight kiddushin at somebody's wedding, right? Let's say, God forbid, something makes me go nuts in a few years, and I decide to go completely off and whatever. I do all sorts of avedas that make me a pasul eight, right? I decide to have a poker night in my house every night, or every once a week, so it makes me a pasul eight. So you're going to say that we got to start making phone calls to all those couples? Don't get nervous if you ever ask me to be a kiddushin at your weddings, I'll do tshuva. But do I have to start making phone calls for all those couples? I'm sorry, I'm puzzled. So you may want to get married again? Is there any havamina that you would do that? Why would that be absolutely absurd? Start making phone calls. Oh, I was your aide kiddushin 10 years ago. You should know I started gambling. I was kosher then. Yeah, people change, it's true. People go from Rosham to Tzadik, sitting to Rosham. We had a whole sugya about doing tshuva, right? Whether you can reestablish Cheskes Kashrus. But you can certainly be a Tzadik one day and a Rasha later. And it doesn't change the fact that you were a Tzadik back then. I haven't done anything wrong then. There'll be no problem. Before I ever did anything wrong, I'm kosher. There's no doubt. Why does Rava say we have to reject the statement of Avhasa? It came before the statement of Chazaka. And only the statement of Chazaka was the one that someone contradicted him on, was the one that we suspect him of lying on. He wasn't lying here. We have no suspicion of lying over here. And it was done before. What's the Havamina? Why does this even begin?
Can you just say it was one statement?
Ah, so you have to say is, this wasn't 10 years ago in some other case where he was an Eid Kiddushin or something. No, this was in the same breath. He was saying, look, Reuven is the owner of this house because his father owned it, and he's been living there for more than 3 years. It's all the same thing. I'm saying it in the same context. The way Tosfos says it is, Toch Kedei Dibur. That if I'm saying it within Toch Kedei Dibur, so it's not called retroactively going back and canceling what I said earlier. That's not retroactive. It's all the same moment. This is all one giant moment. It's all together. It's terrible. I've got to throw it out. Ah, I saw what it is. Okay. Where's the other one? Yeah. So this is together. It's one statement. Right? It's one statement. Maybe in this case, he was made that he was gonna, had a coffee, and then was made that he was tavach. There was a break. And as long as there was a break, then you're good. Because, hey, he was found to be lying on the tavach, but there's no reason to assume he lied before that. So that's Tosfos' suggestion. Maybe there's a difference between Toch Kedei Dibur and not Toch Kedei Dibur. V'chi temedasa ma'risha Toch Kedei Dibur hu chashu. And maybe in the case of Baba Basra, it was Toch Kedei Dibur, and that's why we reject the Eidus Tav Hasei. V'amucha chos ha-shmaitin t'parak meruba gabi t'vichu mechira da'afilu Toch Kedei Dibur lo mefsulim ma'freya li b'derava. So it's also that's a problem. Can't give that answer, because in the Gemara, it's clear that this is also Toch Kedei Dibur. And that's also Toch Kedei Dibur. If that's also Toch Kedei Dibur, then there should be no difference. Right? So you can't give the answer that it's Toch Kedei Dibur. That this is Toch Kedei Dibur and this isn't. Because this is also Toch Kedei Dibur. Now, where we left off with yesterday, we only have 15 minutes left to share, but we left off with yesterday is the discussion of Toch Kedei Dibur. What's the lumdus of Toch Kedei Dibur? We're going to say that Toch Kedei Dibur would make it okay to passel the earlier statement. Why? He didn't lie until he said this, until he said Chazaka. Why would the fact that he said Avhasei in Toch Kedei Dibur make it that Avhasei is an invalid statement? He didn't become a liar yet till a second later. Why do you draw the line at Toch Kedei Dibur? So we started to discuss a little bit, where do we find Toch Kedei Dibur? So in general, you can retract on Eidos Toch Kedei Dibur. You can retract when you say testimony Toch Kedei Dibur.
So there's famous machlokas Rishonim about what the lumdus of Tolka Vedi. Whereas I had you look at the Ran and the Dharim, because the Ran and the Dharim gives a few different ideas. We'll go through some of them. There's Rashbam in Mesechs Babasra, I think it's the Kuf Lamed or Kuf Chav Tesam Beis. Rashbam in Mesechs Babasra says that sometimes people want to say two things at the same time. Elamai, we're not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't say Zachar Meshamer B'dibur Echad. No, we can't say two things at the same time. So what do? We say them in close succession to each other. When we're saying them in close succession to each other, what we're really trying to do is trying to say it all at the same time. So if I'm a liar when I say Chazaka, and I had said Afhasei a split second earlier, but Tokhde Dibur, I was really saying them at the same time. It's just that I'm human, so I couldn't actually say them at the same time. But Tokhde Dibur is the same moment, and I'm a liar that entire moment. So that would make sense. However, Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, also Masechet Basra. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that the very concept of Tokhe de Dibur is a Takana Midrabbana. Mida or Raisa, saying something to Tokhe de Dibur has no value. The Rabbana made a Takana of Tokhe de Dibur, and the Ran in the Dharm says a similar idea for the following reason. Let's say I'm about to complete a transaction, but there's something I want to say before the transaction is complete to stop it from going through. But then I see my Rebbe walking down the street. So what's the next words out of my mouth? Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amari! And then it's too late. Now the transaction is complete, I'm stuck. Because I delayed by saying Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amari. So Rebbe Tam said, Chazal came up with an idea that as long as you're still within that amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amari, you could still add clauses to the contract, to the verbal contract. You can still add something, say something else, and it still counts as what you were saying before. Meaning, we always think of Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amari as a shear. It's a shear of how long Tokhe de Dibur is. We very rarely think of it as a siba for the very concept of Tokhe de Dibur, as the very motivation in creating the concept of Tokhe de Dibur. That we need to give you enough time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amari, because you never know when you see Rebbe, and you don't want to ignore him when you see him. You better say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amari. So, because he might come at just the worst possible time, and you're going to have to break for those 2 seconds, so we midrabbanan, we put those 2 seconds, and we view them as if they never happened. We collapse time, midrabbanan. But midoraisa, we wouldn't do that. If that's the case, then really midoraisa, when he says afhasei, let's say over here, it was really before he said chazaka. Before. It's just we like to give him the opportunity to be chozer on an edus within Tokhe de Dibur, just in case his Rebbe comes. But it actually happened before. And midoraisa, we view it as if it happened before. So there should be no reason that we should passel the statement of Avase. It was before he ever lied. If you say like the Rashbam, that whenever two things are said with Tokhe de Dibur, it's really happening in the same moment. It's just you're human, so you can't say it in the same moment. So that moment is a moment where you're a liar, and we'll cancel everything you say in that moment. But if you say no, they're not the same moment. There's a definite sequence. You say this, and then you say this. The Rabbanan came up with a din that Tokhe de Dibur is to Dibur Dami. But Midah Raisa, no, you said this, and then you said something else. So there's no reason to disqualify the statement of Afhasei. He was only caught to be lying on the statement of Chazaka. So Tokhe de Dibur is going to be hard to understand. Why it should matter over here that it's Tokhe de Dibur. The Ran writes that Tokhe de Dibur, the Ran in the Dharma I told you to look at, that Tokhe de Dibur, Kedibur Dami works even Midar Raisa for a different reason. He gives a third approach. He says, first, it does work Midar Raisa. It is a Dindar Raisa, it's not just a Dindar Rabbanan, for a totally different reason. So when a person says something, I think I gave you a mashal yesterday. Gmail used to have, or may still have, the unsend button. You send an email and then you think about it. Oh God, what did I just do? So you want to undo it. You don't have full gemir's das when you do something until you let it simmer for a few seconds. Then your das is finally, your brain doesn't catch up with your actions sometimes. It's not a good midah if you first think about what you did after you did it, but it's, you know, it's human. A lot of people do that. Your brain is not as quick as your actions. So he says, that's the varta tokeh dedibur. That in order for any kinyan to be chal, for any edus to be binding, it has to be an edus with full das. The edus isn't with full das until you had tokeh dedibur afterwards. So if you want to be chozer within tokeh dedibur, it's because before that full das set in, you're undoing the das. You're showing that you didn't have full das. And that's why the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim that when it comes to Avodah Zarah and Kiddushin, even within Tokeh Deidibur, you can't be Chozer. If I matfis something to Avodah Zarah, I say this should be designated for Avodah Zarah. Then I say half a second later, no, I changed my mind, I don't want it to be for Avodah Zarah. It's still designated for Avodah Zarah. Why? Because there are certain things that no matter who you are, pretty much, you know you have to take seriously. And you know you need to think through before you do. Things that are very chamur, like Avodah Zarah and Kiddushin, you would take extremely seriously and you wouldn't wait to think about it until after you do it. You have to think about it first. By its very nature, it's so severe, you have to think about it first. Problem is the following. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra, that Gemara in Daf Kuf Chav Tes, Kuf Lav, around that area. Bava Basra talks about the following. Gemara in the Dharm talks about this. Gemara in the Dharm talks about this. If a person, let's say, hears that a relative died, this is the case in the Dharm, I think. A person hears a relative died. So what do they do? First thing they do when you hear someone died, so it used to be, now we do it at the funeral, but it used to be that the first thing you'd hear, you do is ter kriya, right? You remember, we're coming up in Rav Nassim Tzvi Shloshim, I think. You remember Rabbi Cohen came in with a torn shirt in Rav Nassim Tzvi Shloshim. It wasn't because he couldn't find a better shirt, because he, for Rabbi Mufak, you ter kriya. Fine. So you ter kriya. So what happens? Someone comes and says, a relative died, so you ter kriya. Then they say, oh, no, he didn't really die. There's still a pulse there. Oh, now he's dead. So, turns out the person died, you took the dibur after you tore kriya. So the Gemara says, took the dibur died. So you tore at the right time. Because you tore in that moment, the moment of death. Aye, the person only died afterwards. It's not afterwards. Took the dibur died. So what does that tell you? Which of these three pshatim sounds most correct? If took the dibur dami is a takhana, lest your Rebbe come and you have to greet him, what in the world does that have to do with tearing kriya? Right? Lest my Rebbe come and when? When's he going to come? After I tore kriya? So what? What does that have to do with the kriya's proximity to death? It doesn't make any sense to apply to a case of kriya. If talk to the Dibur is about Gemira's das, also nothing to do with the kriya case. Because the tearing happened before the person died. What, so now that the person died a second later, now I have a Gemira's Das on the tearing? What do you mean? I tore before the person was dead. So it was a mistake. It was obviously a mistake. If Tokeh Deidibur is simply that, it's all one moment in time. We collapse time. Oh, now we're talking. When do you tear kriya? When somebody dies. Did you tear kriya when somebody died if you did a tokeh deidibur before they died? Yes. Because tokeh deidibur is a din, the time becomes collapsed. That 5 seconds is really all happening in 1 second. So if there's such a din that time becomes collapsed, so then it could all be happening at the same time. We'll view it all as if it's happening at the same time. Good? This chakira, v'atokh deidibur, it's asked by all the achronim, but the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, is one that formulates it, I think, the most clearly. Whether it's that the etzem maisa's mamshich and only finishes after v'atokh deidibur, or the maisa finishes right away, you just have a zchus to be chozer, the way he formulates it. Is it that you're not done doing what you're doing until Tolcha de Dibur after it was done, which is, I guess, the way to say time collapses. Or do you say, no, you did what you did and it's over, but you have the ability to change your mind, Tolcha de Dibur. We give you Zuchuse Chazar. So in our case, if I'm saying two Eduyos, Tolcha de Dibur, if you say this Eidos isn't complete until I say this Eidos, right? When I said Avase and Tolcha de Dibur, I said Chazaka. So when I said Chazaka, when I was becoming a liar, I still wasn't finished with Afase. So it turns out Afase was tainted by me being a liar. But if you say no, when you say Afase, done. That's over. Now I have the opportunity to be Chozer, but I wasn't Chozer. I just said something else. I said Chazaka. So that shouldn't affect my Afase, then Afase should still be good. So this whole issue of whether Tolcha de Dibur should make a difference really, really depends on how you view Tolcha de Dibur, on what the mechanism, how it works, what the mechanics of Tolcha de Dibur are. So it's important to be familiar a little bit with that sugya and shas of Tolcha de Dibur. Questions? Yeah?
So we're still not answered yet for why we still didn't answer the
steer. Yeah, so we're stuck. Right, Tosso said, maybe Tolcha de Dibur is the difference. This was within Tolcha de Dibur, this wasn't. He says, no, this was also within Tolcha de Dibur. So we're still stuck. Right, still hasn't answered that steel. My whole last 15 minutes was just, what was the Hava Mina to say that Tolcha de Dibur should make a difference? That maybe even, you know, even if it was within Tolcha de Dibur, who says that that matters? That that would necessarily mean that the statement of Avase was no good. So what I basically tried to formulate was that Tolcha de Dibur will matter if you view it as if time collapses, as if it's all in the same moment. But Tolcha de Dibur won't matter if Tolcha de Dibur is just some sort of Takanat Rabbanan or Zuchus Chazara, the ability to back out. Yeah.
Can you say that Tolcha de Dibur can only work if one of the closer on something? Like this case with Kriya is a different case of Tolcha de Dibur. Because like we have this action, and we want to make this action worthy. Like in most cases of today, we want to undo something.
Right.
This is like we want to.
Well, over here you're not undoing either. You're trying to say, you know, you're trying to establish Reuven as the owner of his field. So you say his father owned it, and he's been living there for 10 years, for 3 years, whatever, for however many years. So you're not undoing. Chazaka doesn't undo Afase. Tolcha de Dibur, we normally think of it as undoing. And in that context, it is a Zuchus Chazara. But is that the Yisod, that it's a Zuchus Chazara, or is that just a ramification of the fact that it's all the same moment? And therefore you have a Zuchus Chazara.
It's similar to that, but it's not in Tolcha de Dibur, but they're clearly different because Chazaka and Avase, they're both coming to say the same thing.
Oh.
As a result of that, we're going to come to say it's
As opposed to the
slaughtering and stealing, one's building on the other, but you don't need, just because the second part is not, doesn't mean it's not a god of a completely different time.
Good. Meaning, Reuven and Shimon are fighting over a house, let's say. Going back to the original question, Reuven and Shimon are fighting over a house. So I'm made that the house belongs to Reuven's father. Let's say I don't say anything about Chazak. I'm just made that it belongs to his father. Shimon says, I know it belongs to his father, and I bought it from his father, and I've been living there for 10 years, and I have a Chazak on it. Who wins? Who wins? Shimon's able to prove that he has a chazaka, and Reuven's able to prove that it belongs to his father. Shimon wins, right? The statement of Afase is meaningless unless it's accompanied by a chazaka. The statement of Geneva is very meaningful. Tzvicha adds an extra chiyuv. You have to pay dalet v'hei, you have to pay more. But for Geneva, you do have to pay. You have to pay kefel. You have to pay double already. So this is a very meaningful eidos without this. So maybe therein lies the chiluk, right? So if you take a look at Tosos, last few lines, V'yesh lomar, kivan sha'osim shtei yedios bekarka achas, havi ke'edus achas. Since it's about the same land, it's one eidos, k'demaf l'kasam. Aval hacha afal pishuch suku shakranam ala tvicha, ala gneva lohuch suku. But over here, the Eidus on the Tvicha and the Eidus on the Geneva are two separate Eidus. Now, I explained it a certain way a second ago. Is that really what Tosfos is saying?
Meaning, the way I explained it was, the statement of Afasi is meaningless without the statement of Chazaka. The statement of Geneva is meaningful even without the statement of Tava. Is that what Tosus is exactly saying? What do Tosus's words tell you?
It's the same land, that's why.
The same land. Right? Meaning, let's say I came and I testified, not that it was of Hasei, let's say I came and I testified, I saw the shtar with my own eyes, I saw the deed right before it got burnt up yesterday. It fell in the fire or whatever, but I saw it with my own eyes. I saw the deed signed, Mekuyam, with the seal of Beis Din, the deed to the land, Reuven owns this land. And Reuven has a chazaka on it. Now, is testimony that I saw the deed enough to make it Reuven's? Absolutely, it's enough. Right? That's enough to make it Reuven's. It's standalone. It could stand alone, and it could stand on its own. According to the way I formulated the Teretz, or the way you formulated the Teretz, really, is that, look, if the Eidus could stand alone, then it's a separate Eidus. And just because he lied here doesn't mean he lied here. But according to the way Tosus seems to formulate it, it's about karka achas. That it's on the same land. And since it's on the same land, mele it becomes one Eidus. I don't care if it could stand alone or not, even if it can stand alone, it's one Eidus, because it's al karka achas. Then you have to look at the flip side. Geneva and Tvicha is also al behema achas. But you're not made on behemas. Right? Meaning you're made on different chiyum. Let's say a guy's marvia klayim with the behema, and then the guy sleeps with the behema, and then the guy. You can do a lot of different averos with a single behema, they have nothing to do with each other. So he's saying Geneva and Tvicha are two totally separate averos with the behema. They're two totally separate eduyos. So we have to think whether when Tosus formulates it that way, is Tosus saying what I was trying to say? Or is Tosus Dafka saying that it's a focus on the karka per se, and Dafka the karka? Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll do other stuff tomorrow. Not sure yet.